talked about the clinical trials, but could you, so you run clinical trials on like every product. Could you talk a little bit about how you run these and what, and more kind of more detail on what you measure? Because I'd be interested, you said, you know, you measure the thickness and the,
yeah,
and the viscosity, you know, the viscosity and the softness of the skin.
Yes, so the first clinical study that we did was with the face moisturizer. And the main question that we wanted to answer was, is the peptide adding something to that formula? Because we already have a very rich formula in terms of other ingredients, as we were sharing. But we want to see if the peptide was really adding more efficacy and helping this skin rejuvenation. And what we found, so we did a split face. This first study was a split face, half of the face with the full formula without the peptide and half of the face with the formula containing the peptide. And the findings were very interesting. Only the side that had the peptide, we could detect an improvement in the skin barrier using this instrument that we call vapometer that measure the transepidermal water loss. So basically, the stronger skin barrier, the less water you are gonna lose. And was only on the side of the peptide. We also saw bigger improvements in terms of appearance on fine lines and wrinkles on the side of the peptide, and other markers as well that decrease only on the side of the peptide. So I think it was very interesting to see that one peptide can actually have an impact in this whole formula. And it's not something that other companies usually assess because it's a really hard result to get. And we were very pleased that we could see significant difference between the two sides. And this is another manuscript that we just got accepted for publication. So it will probably be available in the next week or so. So we can definitely link to this episode whenever it comes out. So that was the first clinical study that the goal was to assess, like, is the peptide adding value to this formula? So we realized that yes. The second was with the body lotion, this one that I already shared, that we want to assess how treating your skin topically would impact your systemic levels of inflammation. This is also for publication. And the third one was on the eye efficacy. So for the eye clinical study, we're just comparing before and after, but we compared in three different ways. So the first one is a subjective analysis, how the patients perceive the improvements in terms of hydration, fine lines, elasticity, firmness, and so on. The second way to analyze is a clinical grade evaluation. So a dermatologist that's trained to grade the level of your skin will evaluate before and after 3 months what was the improvement. And they are blind. They also don't know which kind of patients were treated with, you know, with the product. And the final assessment that we have, it's a more objective assessment. So we collect images through two equipments, one called Visia, the other one is Antera. And that helps us to be able to map the fine lines and to quantify the decrease of, you know, fine lines and wrinkles. Also, you can see improvement in texture, in the pigmentation. So we can actually quantify those improvements through those images. And the final way to assess is using instruments. So there are some instruments that are able to measure hydration. So a cutometer is one instrument that we use for hydration. And then we have this vapometer that's for measuring skin barrier. And we have another one for elasticity. So we love instruments because to us, they are the most reliable ones in the sense that it's quantitative. It's everything that's not subjective, it's or that involves like a human kind of evaluating for us, it's a little more reliable. So we do all of these types of assessments in order to make sure that we can confirm that the product is really making a change in their skin. So this one is also being prepared for publication. It's still not submitted, so it'll take a little bit longer, but should be submitted before the end of the half of the year. So we did these three for the peptide. We also running right now one very interesting that's about that the goal is to measure the change in the skin biological age. So our hypothesis is that our peptide, by reducing the amount of senescent cells, can reverse the age of the skin. We have proven this in the lab. This is published. Now we want to see how this translates to humans. When people are using our product for long periods, can we actually reverse the age of the skin in humans? So in order to do that, we need to collect biopsies, because in order to measure the skin biological age, we needed to run a methylation assay that we need the DNA to evaluate what's the methylation pattern, and then run through an algorithm and determine the skin biological age. So for this study, we've done a pilot that we did for 12 months, and was a very small study that we almost saw significant, but we saw already a decrease in 3.3 years on average on the age of the skin. And now we just concluded a larger study with the 26 participants. So we expect to see a decrease in the skin biological age in 6 months. So we just concluded the study. We are still running the methylation assays, and we hope to have these results soon. But only from this pilot study is already very interesting to show that we can actually measure this decrease in the skin biological age. It definitely can take more time, up to 12 months potentially, but even if you can show that instead of aging 1 year, you are reducing the age in 3.3 years, in 12 months you're still gaining 2.3 years. So that's very exciting. I think no other company has done this kind of assessment. And it shows that it is possible to reverse the age of the skin in a healthy way, in a safe way that doesn't make your skin irritated, inflamed, or cause peelings. So yeah, we're excited to have the results of this one soon.
Yeah, that is exciting. You're using a skin specific clock, right? For
Yeah.
the age measure.
Yeah. But also we measure on our clock, which we develop in order to be the most accurate, because it was trained only with the skin samples. But for the study that we published, we also validating in several six other clocks. So clocks from Horvath, from Morgan Levine. So we know that the trend of decreasing is also validating other clocks, even though if the specificity is different, but the trend is it's reproducible.
Excellent. In human trials, is it also possible to look at the chemical composition? Like, is there more hyaluronic acid, or can you look at that in human trials, or is that kind of too difficult?
Yeah, it's very challenging. I'm thinking if there are some equipment that can measure the that can get images a little deeper in the skin and can try to quantify the percentage of collagen. And the best way that we could do that is with the biopsy. So we do this a lot in the lab, in a way that we, when we get skin samples that we use for our studies, we can do the skin treatments in two ways. One, we can grow 3D skins using cells from donors, but we can also get skins that are supplied by surgeries like clinics that are running plastic surgeries. And when we treat the skins in the lab and we run, we can stain the collagen and we can quantify the amount of collagen in depending on the treatment. For example, even when we're exposed to UV light, we see that degrades collagen. And then when we treat with some of our products, we see that collagen is restored. So in vitro is easier to quantify that amount of like collagen or hyaluronic acid. In humans, it's a little more tricky unless you are getting biopsies, and people don't like to be biopsied. So that's why we try always to correlate the in vitro data with like clinical outcomes, but in a way that, okay, if we see this in vitro, that should correspond to this kind of improvement in the clinical setting. And usually we get a very high correlation, but because we know that each analysis or has its own limitations, so that's why in the end we combine all the data to get to the final assessment.